Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Marie Dubuque is here. Marie's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, certified life coach, etiquette, and social media expert, and she tries hard to improve my etiquette, and in vain, I'm afraid, though, up to now. And as good as she is the YouTube storm. She's just taken over YouTube. I mean, people are watching her all over the world, and she's our good friend, Marie Dubuque. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. So glad to be here. I'm learning so much from you. I come to you with all my business problems, and when you call me to be on the show, it's like you're reading my mind, because I'm like, I have to ask Jim about this. Okay, here's my latest problem or question.
Right.
My son, I'm sort of living vicariously through him. He's in his last year of college. He's trying to get internships and all and jobs and all this stuff. And so he's going to LinkedIn, and he's wondering, and he just asked me the other day, okay, is this just a glorified Facebook? Will this do anything for me? Because he is, you know, he does these endorsements, and his friend endorses him, and he endorses him back. He's like, what good is that? So I need to ask
right.
him.
I think it's a little too early for him to see all the value in it yet, because he doesn't have anything that he didn't have that much critical mass in the marketplace yet.
Right.
If he's just in college right now, I think it's great that he's involved in it right now, because he's starting to understand how it works. I wish I'd had something like that when I was graduating from college, you know, some kind of a networking tool like that. But I think what he needs to realize is the endorsements are okay. Theirs are fine. But if he can get somebody to give him a recommendation, more recommendations are better, but you can't ask for those. You have to be given those. I mean, I've had people to ask me, will you please give me a recommendation, which is where you write something up, right? You don't just click a button that they're good at this or that. And so the recommendations, I think that's what they call them, I forget, but you write up something.
Right.
And those are, I think people really read those. If you're looking for a job, or if you're looking for a customer or something like that, I think that part of it is important to have out there. And if you know someone, you can say, would you give me an endorsement? But I've had people I hardly knew ask me to give them a recommendation on LinkedIn, and it kind of put me off. So I wouldn't do that.
So your point is, that's a good point. So don't ask, or be very careful about who you ask.
So for example, in your son's case, If he's worked somewhere, if his boss would post something like that, hey, you know, John was a good employee. He was always showed up on time. I wish I could hire him after he graduated from college. That would be a good step for him right out of college. Or if a professor said, you know, John has a good work ethic and his work was always top notch. That'd be good information for his potential. Employer, or for someone who's going to give him an internship.
Oh, good idea. And I'll tell my YouTube viewers, because I've got a lot of young YouTube viewers.
Yeah.
Too. And my son just finished an internship, so good idea. He can go back. They said, oh, you have a great attitude. So he can go back to them and say, hey, well, can you put that on LinkedIn? Good idea.
Right.
And is it something for me, for LinkedIn? I mean, do your small business owners, do they really look...
Some do, some don't. But I know people who have gotten a lot of work off of LinkedIn. I'm not sure I can pinpoint anything specific that sort of jumped in my lap off of LinkedIn, but I'm sure that there were things that are there. Because I get a notice every so often, once or more a week, where it tells me how many people looked at my profile. So right. It's a great way. See, a lot of people don't have, for example, they don't have a Wikipedia page, it's a little bit more acceptable, I think, to say the about you on your website, you know, that kind of thing. And so you're joining a community. It's part of professional networking. If you have content, if you write things, you can post it there and people can share it, can look at it and see it. And like my column, for example, I put my column up on LinkedIn every week. And you know, people like it or they skip it.
Right. And it's a little scary. I just joined myself and I'm like, oh, do I ask someone? Do I?
Yeah.
It's a whole disconcerting.
What you would do.
Say on that thing.
You and I know each other really well. So if you saw me, if I saw you, I would click, hey, let's link up. If you saw me, you could go, like, you need to go there and put my name in and send me a link. I don't remember. I don't think we're connected yet.
No, I just joined yesterday, but yeah. I'll do that. And I just joined with my husband just accepted me, so that's a start.
Well, see, here's the other thing. You have degrees of separation from people. So if I connect to you, I'll immediately find out, probably, that we may have three mutual friends that we didn't even know about.
Oh, right.
See,
and
that's another thing.
If
you're in B2B sales, LinkedIn is one of the best things that ever happened to you, because you can find out who knows who, and you can. And so if I were trying to talk to you and I didn't know you, then I would try to find out who knew you and see if I knew them, and I'd say, hey, will you introduce me to Marie?
Right, it's like a big networking
party. It's huge.
A virtual networking party.
That's exactly
right.
Now, LinkedIn is great, but it's like all social media. It depends on how well you use it, right? Just like YouTube.
Right,
look at how you've conquered YouTube. If you apply the same approach to LinkedIn that you did to YouTube, you're on LinkedIn in 6 months, Marie.
Okay, right. And I get it. You don't want to sit there and hand your business card out to every single person. You do it selectively and...
I do have one rule. I don't link to anybody who doesn't put their picture up.
Oh, right.
I want to see their face.
Because then you look sort of suspicious, right?
I want to see their face.
Who are
That's
you?
Exactly right. Yeah. Hey, Marie, I need your website quickly.
Oh, youtube.com/MarieDubuque.
All right, so check it out, folks. We're going to come back and talk some more with our good friend Marie. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.